Honey, how long have you been home? I hope you weren't waiting too long for me. They were a bit backed up at the teleporter station. You know how these late nights can get in the City of Progress. Anyways, my date for Swinging Night ended a little earlier than usual, so I thought I'd be the first one home. I figured you'd be busy with your date until at least tomorrow morning. Oh, she cancelled on you. I'm so sorry. That's such a bummer. Wasn't she that security enforcer girl? Yeah, the one with the dark hair and likes to wear that top hat. Damn, she was hot. And you both were hitting it off so well, right? You know, when you both went to the shooting range the other day. Well, it happened. We've had our share of failed swinging nights, so don't let it get to you. Something probably came up, or she might have found a different date for tonight. Here, come into the bedroom, and I will tell you all about how my date went. Just because your plans fell through doesn't mean we can't have fun ourselves. It got quite intense, so I'm sure you would love to hear all about it. You know, I'm sure you'd love to stroke your little cock while I whisper in your ear about how I wrapped my legs around an alpha stud's body while he pounded away at my pussy with his huge cock. But that's not what's going to be happening tonight, naughty boy. For starters, my date was actually with a woman. And secondly, I've got something much better in mind. What's in the box I'm carrying? Oh, well, it's part of the surprise. I'll tell you more about what's inside later. Now, hurry up and get into the bedroom already. Everything off. I want you completely naked. Good boy. Your entire body is fully shaved and completely smooth. Just how I like my submissive pets to be. Now let me strip out of my clothes as well. Baby, you're gonna make me blush if you keep staring so dumbstruck like that. I'm guessing you, like my lingerie. I got it specifically for my date tonight, and trust me, she was just as awestruck as you are now. My ass and my tits look great in this, don't they? Alright, enough ogling. Come sit on the edge of the bed. Just, slide forward and let your legs hang over the side. Now just lay back and let me get on my knees and take care of your needy cock. It's a real shame your date fell through tonight. You might have actually gotten the chance to finally use this cute little dick to fuck someone for a change. It's been at least a year since you've penetrated someone, right? You've been almost exclusively the one getting fucked in every sexual encounter, so even if your date did go as planned, I'm sure she would have pinned you down and used a double-ended dildo instead. Wouldn't blame her. Cute cocks like yours aren't meant for fucking. They're meant to be teased. And edged. Yeah, I know. I still haven't told you what's in the box yet. Patience. I'm gonna open the box now, and you'll find out what the surprise is. Well, actually, there are two surprises. Keep your eyes closed, though. Alright, I'm pulling out the first surprise. You feel it rubbing against the smooth skin of your leg, huh? Any guesses? Yep, it's a piece of clothing. A silky piece of clothing. Yes, they are indeed panties. You can open your eyes now. Look at it. All nice, lacy, and black. I bet they're your size, and I bet you'd look hot with them on, too. I'm just gonna wrap your hard, throbbing cock with them and start to slowly stroke you. You're just starting to notice how wet these panties are. Any guesses who they belong to? No, they aren't mine. Come on, be a good boy and tap into that dirty, perverted imagination of yours. Yes, these were my date's panties. Oh, right now your cock is being stroked by the same wet panties that my date wore when I fucked her. Oh, does it feel good, baby? Does it feel good having your little dick stroked up and down with her panties? Do you like feeling her pussy juice mixing with your pre-cum every time it slides over your tip? This is probably the closest you'll ever get to fucking her. Oh, was that a whimper? Baby, what's the matter? Am I stroking too slow? Does that needy little cock want to blow its load already? Well, we can't have that yet, now can we? No more stroking for now. We have too much fun ahead of us, and I don't want you coming prematurely like usual. Close your eyes again. Just enjoy the sensation of the silky fabric wrapped around your little cock while I pull out your second surprise. Just let me slip my legs into here. Clip this. Wow, it's definitely attached now. I'm still not used to this feeling. Now I just gotta press this button and... Am I charging up an energy rifle? No, you dork. It's nothing dangerous. At least not for me. Open your eyes now. So, what do you think? Quite the strap on, right? I know it's really over the top, but it's big, it's beautiful, and supercharged to fuck you senseless. You know how we've both been dying to try some strap-on play, so I figured why not go all out. My inventor friend gave me the hookup with this beauty. When those researchers up in those towers finally figured out how to harness the power of magic with technology, you know it was only a matter of time before some brilliant visionary would make a sex toy with it. And I got one of the pre-production samples to try out. Is it safe? Of course it's safe. The amount of magical energy it uses and releases is pretty small, so nothing too crazy will happen. But I've seen firsthand what a little magic and a thick strap-on can do to someone. Let's just say my date won't be walking straight for the next week. I got the chance to test drive this girl cock on her before I came home. Now stay lying down on the bed. I know you're excited, you naughty boy. I can see your cock twitching and leaking. I'll come to you and press my new girl cock against yours. By the goddess, this thing's thick. Your cock is completely covered by it. Oh, does that turn you on, baby? Knowing that I have a cock bigger than yours? My girl cock makes yours look more like a big clit. This girl cock is the cock that I use to fuck my date into a blissed out, bimbified state. And the same thing is going to happen to you before this night is over. But I'm getting too ahead of myself. I still need to tease and edge you some more first. Let me just wrap both of our cocks in those wet panties and start stroking us both at the same time. You see, this is no ordinary strap-on. The magic energy flowing through it can connect to my nervous system, so I can feel everything this strap-on is feeling. I basically have a fully functioning girl cock now. It's just a lot bigger than yours. But it's also got a lot more features than that. Let me just turn this knob on my waist. Oh, and there it is. The vibrate function. Ooh, of course my date loved that. And I can tell your clitty likes it too. Do you like it when I call it a clitty? Do you like seeing your little clit till you get completely dominated by my big girl cock? Oh, it's fitting that the one doing the fucking has the cock, while the one getting fucked has the clitty. I'm still getting used to the feeling of having a girl cock. It feels so strange, it's so good. Oh, I can feel your skin sliding up and down as I stroke us both with these. Oh, I can feel all the pre-cum leaking from your tip, lubing up our shaft. Oh, fuck, this feels so good. I'm gonna reach underneath and rub my pussy at the same time. Oh, let me turn up the vibrations a little bit. There we go. What's the matter? Too much for you, baby? Or are you already at the edge? I I can tell your clitty's getting ready to burst. Was my stroking and the vibrations too much for you to handle? Well, I think it's time for you to come. I control your clitty and I control your orgasm right now. I'm gonna count down from 10, and when I get to 0, you're gonna come, and you better not come early. Oh, fuck. Ready? Here we go. 10, 9, 7. Ooh, keep it up. Don't come yet. We're almost halfway there. 6, 5, ooh, 4. Almost there. Keep that edge, baby. I haven't given you permission to come yet. 3. Oh, 2. Oh, not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. We're so close, and I'm sure you want to let all that cum squirt out. Ooh, just a couple more of my strokes, and you should be over the edge, right? Ooh, it would be a shame if I didn't give you a proper orgasm and... ooh, just pulled away at the last second to ruin it, huh? Ooh, time to find out what I decide to do. Ooh, 1, 0. I'm pulling away now. Oh, now come, come and enjoy your pathetic, ruined orgasm. Oh, baby, what's with that look? You seem so disappointed. Writhing on the bed like that while your clitty twitches are helplessly. And instead of an explosive, satisfying orgasm, all you get is a dribble of cum sliding down your shaft and oh, soaking these wet panties wrapped around your little clitty. Let me just run my finger up your shaft and collect your cum on my fingertip. So tasty. I plan to milk out the rest before this night is done. Let me just get the last bit that's on your tip. Now let's bring your drop of cum right up against the tip of my girl cock. Wow, look at that. All the blue glowing energy just flaring out as it absorbs your cum. Yep, this strap-on has the ability to absorb semen and use it to produce its own. You're going to get to experience what it feels like to get a cream pie. And I'm going to get to experience what it's like pumping your little boy pussy full of cum. Now, I think I've done enough work for the moment. Get up, baby. Let's trade places while I lay down. If you want a proper orgasm, then you'll have to work for it. Now get your face in between my legs and get your talented tongue working my pussy. Bury your face between my thighs and worship my wet cunt. Make me come with your mouth and I'll let you have your real orgasm. That's a good boy. Suck on my clit and just I'll slide your tongue inside. Ooh, yes, 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 that's the spot. Keep focusing right there. Such a good boy. Such a good horny little boy you are. Keep looking, keep looking, keep looking. I'm almost there. with my girl cocktail, yeah? Getting to the stimulation is just too much. I'm gonna come. Every time, baby. Every fucking time. Every fucking time, you always know just how to send shivers through me with that amazing tongue. For every inch of cockulac, you more than make up for it with your oral skills. I suppose you did a fine enough job there. I think you deserve a proper orgasm for that brilliant performance. But you're going to have to ride and bounce on my girl cock like a cock junk slut if you want your orgasm. Oh, I can sense your apprehension, baby. Don't worry, you can take it. We've been practicing with prostate milking and using my huge dildos the past week, so your ass should be fully equipped to handle my girl cock. Besides, your hard little clit tea tells me you are too damn horny to be afraid right now. Also, sluts like you don't get to touch their clitties when they're riding. Only anal orgasms for you tonight. That's it. Straddle me and start lowering your hips. Don't worry, the strap-on is plenty lubed already. But it can also produce its own lube, too. Now use your hands and spread open your ass. Let your ass sink down and let my tip slip inside. Oh, slowly now, baby. I know your hungry boy pussy wants my girl cock, but I don't want you to get hurt. My big cock is going to be the biggest thing you've ever had inside you so far. Oh, fuck. I can feel your tight ass around my tip. By the goddess, this strap-on is amazing. Just a bit more. Here we go. Oh, good job, baby. You managed to get every inch of my girl cock inside you. Now start moving your hips. That's it. Just start grinding against my girl cock. Oh. You're natural, baby. Natural at bouncing on dicks. Ooh, I knew you were a natural born slut. Just like my date was. You wanna know why I keep bringing her up? Ooh, well, besides the fact that it gives me an excuse to think about her luscious body again. But I also took a picture of her the moment I broke her mind. Oh, she was riding my girl cock just like you are right now. Let me just... I'll reach over to my bag on the nightstand. I'll pull out the photo. Oh, here it is. She's beautiful, isn't she? Tongue out and drooling. Eyes rolled back in ecstasy. But doesn't she look familiar? Is it just a weird coincidence that she has the same dark hair that your date had? Oh, and isn't that the same kind of top hat that she usually wears in the background? Do you think that maybe... Do you think that the reason why she bailed on you was the And then she found herself someone else with a bigger cock. Someone like me with a big, thick, supercharged strap on. There's just no way that your own wife would be the one to cock you, is there? I know you love the whole cuckold fantasy, but I bet you never thought your lovely wife would be the one to steal your date. nothing to say for yourself, baby. I can't tell if the reason why you aren't saying anything is because you're mad at me, or if you're just too embarrassed at how fucking turned on you are. Don't worry, though. In a couple of minutes, you won't be thinking about much. In a couple of minutes, you're gonna be just like her in that photo. A brainless bimbo with your tongue out and coming nonstop. I've been slowly cranking up the magical output all this time. And it's too late, baby. You can't stop what's already started. You could have stopped riding my girl cock, but you just kept going. Bouncing and letting all that pleasure and magical energy flow into you and fog up your mind. It won't be long now before you'll be a blissed out slut. It must be hard to think straight now, right? All you can think about is the pleasure my girl cock is giving your tight boy pussy. You don't need those thoughts, baby. Good little sluts like you. They don't need to think. You just need to fucking serve your mistress. Isn't that right, my good little whore? Yes. That's it. I keep bouncing up and down. Give in to the pleasure and give up on trying to think about anything else but me. My girl cock. Don't worry though. The effects aren't permanent. They should wear off in an hour or so. That is, unless I decide to keep fucking you afterwards. Maybe I should just keep fucking your ass until you're a brainless bimbo forever. I've always wanted to turn you into my perfect little sissy slut. Maybe I should invite all my girlfriends to test out this strap-on on you. Or maybe I should whore you out to random men. Did you just beg me to make all that happen? Fuck. Don't tempt me, baby. As much as I love seeing you like this, who's gonna cook me breakfast tomorrow morning if you're stuck like this? You're saying you're gonna serve your ass for breakfast? You really are a complete and utter depraved slut. Now aren't you? Yes. It's a good little slut. Keep bouncing on my girl cock. You're gonna make me come soon. Yes. I'm so close, I can feel the magical energy within the strap on starting to produce its own cum. Yes. I'm so close. I can feel the magical energy within the strap on producing. Starting to produce its own cum. I can feel it start to build. Travel in my shaft. Goddess. I'm going to orgasm with my strap on and I'm gonna pump you full of my cum. Yeah. Come with me. Come with me, my little sissy slut. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, squirt out all your cum, baby. Yeah, let it shoot out of your untouched clitty. Oh, oh, take it all, baby. Take all the magical cum bumping into your body, into your boy pussy. Oh, such a good little slut you are. Oh, oh. Well, baby, I should probably get this strap on, honey, before you lose your mind for real. Hey, wait. What are you doing? Hey, don't touch that knob. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. No, no, no. Stop, stop, stop. Oh, we weren't supposed to turn the setting that high. The magical energy's gonna overload and start falling back into me as well. I gotta turn this off before I go mindless, too. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, no, 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 no. Stop. Fuck, fuck, fuck. We can't both become brainless sloth. I can't think straight. I just wanna fuck, fuck, fuck. I just wanna feel good. Just like you, baby. Oh, I just wanna be a slut like you. Oh, mm-hmm. You naughty little whore. You weren't supposed to touch that knob. Oh, you weren't all supposed to turn us both into horny, mindless bimbos. Oh, fuck. Now I gotta punish you. I'm done laying it down. Spread your legs. I'm gonna fuck you until we both pass out. Oh, there we go, you little slut. Offer up your boy pussy to me. Oh, yes. Oh, take it. Take it all. Oh, take my girl cock, you little sissy slut. Yes. Oh, fucking you feels so good. Fuck. Oh, you can't stop. I can't. Fuck. Yeah. Wrap your legs around my waist. Oh, and kiss me, you brainless bimbo. My head's going numb. Just keep fucking. Just keep making this feel good. I'm gonna come. Oh, I can't stop filling up your boy pussy. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Come, baby. Come, baby. Come, baby. Let me milk out everything from you. More, we need to keep going. Fuck, yes, yes. Yes, this is the best. Sick. You just came and your little clitty can't even get hard anymore, but oh, it looks like you're about to squirt again. Yes. Fuck. You're my perfect little bimbo sissy now. Hey there. You're finally awake. You dork. Oh, I know you were in your bimbo brain mode, but shit. Turning that magical output knob to max really did a number on us. Don't worry, we should be okay. I called my inventor friend just a bit ago while you were sleeping, and he said the magical energy should have fully dissipated from our bodies by now. Yeah, I know. I'm still a bit dazed too. Oh, here. Let me lay down next to you, okay? Well, did you at least enjoy it? You did? I thought so. Bimbo brain or no, I knew you had a good time becoming my little sissy. I had a good time too, despite having my brain fried as well. I think for now, let's keep this fancy strap on for only special occasions. Would you be up for just using a boring old normal one? Great. I think that's a good idea too. Noah, let's get back to sleep and let our heads recover. Mm.